This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. power grid added the battery equivalent of 20 nuclear reactors in just the past 4 years. That pace of growth helps to maintain renewable energy when weather conditions interfere with wind and solar energy sources. The U.S. is rapidly installing huge batteries that are already starting to help to prevent power blackouts. From barely anything just a few years ago, the U.S. is now adding utility-scale batteries at a dizzying pace, having installed more than 20 gigawatts of battery capacity to the electric grid, with 5 gigawatts just in the first 7 months of this year. The Federal Energy Information Administration, or EIA, predicts that battery capacity could double again to 40 gigawatts by 2025, with further planned expansions. California and Texas both saw all-time highs in battery discharged grid power in October. Those two huge states are leading the way in battery power growth, with hulking batteries helping to manage the large amount of clean yet intermittent solar and wind energy that those states have added in recent years. The explosion in battery deployment helped keep the lights on in California this summer, when in previous years the state has seen electricity rationing or blackouts during intense heat waves that see air conditioning use soar and power lines topple due to wildfires. While scientists are clear that the U.S. and the rest of the world must radically slash planet heating emissions from electricity generation and other sources, the rapid growth of clean energy such as solar and wind provides more peaks and troughs of production that need to be actively managed to retain a reliable grid. Batteries can smooth out some of that variability from those times when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining. Three seniors from Lockwood High School's Global Affairs Club not only took home top honors at the EconoQuest Economic Literacy Competition in Bozeman, but were also rewarded with a fully sponsored trip to India. Seniors Isabel Bessel, Emily Brandenburg, and Lara Larson are all members of Lockwood's Global Affairs Club. They learn about global issues through various projects and competitions nearly each week. Their large focus each year is the EconoQuest competition, an international economic literacy competition that asks students to present on Montana industries in relation to other countries. The event is put on by the Montana World Affairs Council and has students from schools across Montana pick industries found in the state, complete research on them, and connect them to a global trade and region. This year's focus was India and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The three Lockwood girls picked the topic of semiconductors, a large industry in Montana. Emily Brandenburg said, "They're the little chips that are in everything electronic. They're literally what power everything in our day-to-day lives, whether it's your cell phone, which are these complex chips, or like simpler chips that might be in a blender," said Brandenburg. Lara Larson said, "My favorite fact is that we found the average semiconductor chip crosses more than 70 international borders before a final product is delivered to consumers." The competition was held at Montana State University in Bozeman at the end of October. The Lockwood students presented before a panel of judges, many of whom were business leaders or global leaders, like the Consul General from India, Prakash Gupta. The trio competed against 80 other teams, each having 5 minutes to present their topics. The victory at EconoQuest is just the start of the students' involvement in the world. They'll travel to India with the trip they won at EconoQuest and already are preparing for their next competition. All three victorious Lockwood High School students say they want to go on to make an impact on a global scale. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.